Pastor Vincent Grissom, and this is Applying God's Word, a teaching ministry from the Word of God. I want to give a warm welcome to Johanna and the believers in Christ gathered together at the Jesus Vision Church in Lahore, Pakistan. This is study number 94, titled, We Must Be Saved. We all need to know and be reminded of God's unchanging love. Let's start with John chapter 3, verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Of all the many familiar passages of Scripture from which I could bring you a message, this wonderful verse is perhaps the most familiar and the most personal of any. And the message of this great verse is a personal interest and value to every person hearing this. The text tells us of God's greatest gifts, the gift of his Son and the gift of his love. This verse of Scripture tells us that God does in fact love us, and that his love cost him his only Son, and that anyone may receive God's gift. Just think of it. God so loved the world, that's you and that's me. I'm sure there's no one here today who does not need or perhaps even longs for someone to love them. And it may have been a long time since someone told you that they loved you or expressed any kind of personal concern or interest in your life or in your soul. Well, I'm here to tell you of someone who loves you with an everlasting love, and that someone is God. Our living God this very hour is personally and intimately interested in you and in all of your problems. Our living God is interested in all of your needs. God is alive and loves you, and his love is infinite, eternal, and unchanging. Let's read 1 John chapter 4, verses 9 through 10. Verse 9. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Now let's read Romans chapter 5, verse 8. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Think of it, God's Son, Jesus Christ, dying for you and me. Why did God manifest such love for us? I will tell you why. Because we were all lost in sin and destined to a devil's hell. The Bible says in Psalm chapter 51, verse 5, surely I was sinful at birth, sinful from the time my mother conceived me. Now let's have a look at Romans chapter 6, verse 23. It says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27 says, just as people are destined to die once, and after that to face judgment, so Christ was sacrificed once to take away the sins of many, and he will appear a second time, not to bear sin, but to bring salvation to those who are waiting for him. John chapter 3, verses 36 tells us, whoever believes in the Son has eternal life, but whoever rejects the Son will not see life, for God's wrath remains on them. So according to the Bible, man is lost and at enmity with God, that is, hostility with God, and already under the penalty of sin and death, awaiting the judgment and wrath of a holy, just God. Born a sinner, destined to hell, this is why God loved us. He wanted to save us, rescue us from sin and death. I trust you may recognize for the first time that you are in fact a sinner away from God, and you would like to be saved. But how may I be converted? How may I escape hell and gain heaven? Let me tell you what the Bible says. I would be very foolish to tell you what I think about the matter or suggest how I think you can miss hell and get to heaven, but I would be wise to tell you to listen to God's word. The Bible says, there is a way that seems right unto a man, and in the end, it is the way of death. But Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. How can you be saved? Confess. Romans chapter 10, verses 9 and 10 says, if you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you profess your faith and are saved. Believe. Acts chapter 16, verse 31 tells us, believe in the Lord and you will be saved, you and your household. Call. Romans chapter 10, verse 13 says, for everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Receive. John chapter 1, verse 12 tells us, yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. So when can you be saved? Right now. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 2 says, for he says, in the time of my favor, I heard you. In the day of salvation, I helped you. I tell you, now is the time of God's favor. Now is the day of salvation. Isaiah chapter 1, verse 18 commands us to, come now, let us settle the matter, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red as crimson, they shall be like wool. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, we must never forget the incredible love that our God offers. God loves you, Christ died for you, and God's love is unchanging. Will you accept his love by accepting his Son? Acts chapter 4, verse 12 tells us, salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to mankind by which you must be saved.